Welcome everybody to Reaper Composition for 2017 semester one. This is lecture four. We are doing recording and editing in MIDI continued, where Gianluca today will discuss step recording, drum editing and splitting, and some other fun little tricks that he would like to discuss.
With probably a bit of something unrehearsed, maybe, that I would like to show you guys. And let's see if that works as expected. So, before we actually start to what we're going to cover today, are there any questions on what we did up to this point? Something that you want me to redo, repeat, re-explain because I didn't explain it well because you didn't understand it well? Questions?
Here's a question. Have you guys gotten started a little bit on the assignment that is due next week?
Yeah, a little bit.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
I played around with it a little bit.
Cool. So,
the bit about the stretching and that, is that something for another assignment?
Yeah, so the first assignment you guys are working on is the recording MIDI assignment.
Just recording.
Right. So we'll talk a little bit as well in the end about stem tracks and freezing tracks and things like that and how that might be important for some of you.
I need to resend though, because I was only able to record something with another plugin I managed to find.
Now I'm curious, what plugin was that?
This plugin called True Piano.
Oh, True Piano, okay. Is it a free thing?
There's a 40-day free thing, and then after that it's like, you have to get the full version. I think it's like $120 or something like that.
Okay, so it's the one that was coming with Cakewalk, I think. The True Piano, right? If I'm not mistaken, that should be the one that...
That might be sold. It, yeah.
Yes.
That might be it.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah, the True Piano. Doesn't sound bad at all, actually. Yeah, so, well, if you have that and when you use that, okay, that's if Sforzando. What kind of error does Sforzando give you? What weren't you able to do with Sforzando? Because maybe we could point you in the right direction.
I installed it, and for some odd reason, after I installed it, I could not get any... I had trouble getting the sounds loaded, or the Aria sounds loaded.
Okay, did you install them and you cannot find them in the menu, or you cannot find the empty button in the menu?
I could not find the button in the menu.
Window?
Yeah.
Wait. JAWS or NVDA?
NVDA.
NVDA, so object nav should...
So you need to have screen review, not object review, first off, when you're finding the empty button so that you can review the screen with NVDA 6.
NVDA 6 should be object review, right? The screen review should be NVDA 7.
That's what I meant when you are going through the words with, or okay, through the words with, yes, with NumPad 6. That's what I meant. And NVDA okay. 6 if you need to. But object review, yeah, goes between NVDA 1 and 7, change the review modes. So you need to be in screen review. Object review won't let you find that little button. And when you're in screen review and you press the numpad 6 key to go across, you'll hear the words as you kind of scroll across and you'll find a little empty. It doesn't even say button. It just says empty. And you have to NVDA slash to focus there and then press the slash button to open it.
Click it. Or I believe NVDA enter, numpad enter works as well.
Derek says it does not.
Oh, okay. This is interesting.
So we all seem to be seeing different stuff, because NVDA and NumPad Enter does work here, but I'm also sporadically seeing what Lemron's seeing, which is like where I would expect empty to be. It just says blank and left clicking, right clicking, blah blah blah. Nothing works on that.
Mine is the same.
So yeah, I found it intermittent.
Let me open mine and let's see if you guys hear what I hear when we go along here. So I'm opening Reaper.
By the way, guys, if you have troubles finding the empty button and everything, under the script page of accessformusic.com, you also find a Sforzando script that is free.
Yeah, that's what I've been using, because that always works. So
the Shift E will open you the empty button.
Oh, and cool.
You can also change the polyphony to 128 or something. So it might be worth trying if you're having trouble navigating that screen.
Yeah.
I've tested it here even when empty wasn't showing up, and the script still seemed to work fine. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay, let me give you a quick link to that.
Save project Reaper V5 once for Xando alarm 0 item FX VSTs for Xando.
We can hear that.
FX strike once for Xando dialog. Listen. Edit multi line button.
So I'm where this so where I start generally is after I
edit multi-line,
go past this edit multi-line
button.
Then I go to the little button thing, and then I make sure
screen review.
It says screen review.
Dot. No preset plus param.
Now I'm just pressing the number 6 on the numpad.
Two, out UI empty.
Now right here after the UI thing, it says empty. So right here I do NVDA key plus slash
empty
to kind of focus there, and then
context menu
slash key again.
Converted submenu C, free sound submenu F, reload R.
And then it'll bring up that menu.
Import I, FX.
So let me know if you guys need me to say anything like that again, to go through it again, or if things are okay.
All right, reads for that.
Okay.
Yours just shows up differently to mine for some reason. So my empty, when it does present itself, comes after the... You know the combo box in Reaper where if there's like native presets, you'll see them. But if there's not, you'll just see no preset. My empty comes up underneath that.
Because you're using so for totally in native mode, not in bridge mode.
I'm using it in native mode.
Add button.
Okay. Yeah, I thought Jess was too. That's why I thought it was weird. That...
Combo box, no preset collapsed.
So if I go to no preset, let's see if I see it where Scott sees it.
Plus. Preset.
So I'm on no preset.
Move
plus
down.
Two, out. UI empty. 64.
Yeah.
Yep. See, I just found.
Yeah, so you move down, so you hit 9, and you probably see that there. Jessica, if you just do 9
button.
Where the no preset 0.1% is.
Slash 0.1 button, edit multi, list 1 list, edit button,
I missed the 0.1
plus button, param button, 2 out button, UI, check, add button, remove button, list 1 list, edit multi, button, 0.1% slash 0.1% CPU 0, combo box, no preset, collapsed, focused.
See, so we do.
Empty.
Yeah. NVD, so yeah, number 9.
Okay, so it is in the same spot, you're just moving to it slightly differently.
Yeah, she was using 6, and you're using
I was
9.
Using 6. Yeah,
okay.
I was just using 6 to go across. Yep. But you can just, right here on this no preset part, guys, where it says no preset, just press the number 9 on the numpad. It has to be on the numpad or on the way that you would use NVDA with your laptop.
Yeah, because Jessica and Scott are using it native mode. If you guys are using it bridge mode, then it's on window. So you have to get focus on the bridge window before even object nav anything, okay? This script that I put the link in chat to will allow you to work in both modes, bridge or native. It doesn't matter for the script. The script will work in both modes. So if you guys want to try it, it's there. And you can grab it and give it a try. You run it, Shift-E, we'll click on the empty button. Look at the polyphony button. Tammy has a question.
Is there a difference between bridge mode and native mode using any of these MIDI stuff? Because I get it when I use any of the MIDI plugins.
The biggest thing, at least in my, Gianluca probably has more differences, but the biggest thing is if you run any plugin in bridge mode and it crashes, it won't bring your entire Reaper down with it.
Mm-mm.
Just the host will crash. So you close the host, you know, the part that crashed, and your Reaper, your project is still there. So you can save it or whatever you need to do if you feel you need to restart Reaper or restart your computer.
Yep. Scott has a comment and then I'll...
Just one thing I've seen with the difference between bridge mode and native. Occasionally, you'll get a thing where like some parameters can be accessed from the effects window in bridge mode that can't be done in native, and the other way around. So, but it seems to be like totally random. Like, I don't know, Auto-Tune Evo, for example, gives you a bunch of settings in bridge mode that you just can't get to in native. But it's totally random.
So yeah, the difference is what Jessica pointed out, and also Scott. I've seen it too. Rarely, it's behavior that Scott said. There is something. So that is why we sometimes put different configurations in Reaper. So the default Reaper is automatic bridging when required, and this means that if you have a 32-bit plugin running in a Reaper 64-bit, it will bridge automatically. If you go and disable that by saying only native, the 32-bit plugin won't even run. They won't work. If you say in dedicated process per plugin, I think it's called, in separate process per plugin or something, then they will bridge and everything will bridge, 32 and 64-bit plugins. I will use it bridge because of what Jessica said, because when it crashes, Reaper doesn't go down, but only the Reaper host 32 or 64 goes down.
Where do I go to change that?
Okay, to change that, you go in your preferences, you go to compatibility with your tree view, you hit letter C, and you shift tab from there, and you'll hear bridge/firewalling. And there you have the settings that you can change. Let me see if I can show you that real quick.
Shift tab, plugin compatibility, VST bridging/firewalling combo box, in separate plugin process 2 of 4.
So you have in separate plugin progress.
Automatic bridging when required.
Automatic bridging when required. That's the default settings.
Except in dedicated process per plugin.
In dedicated process per plugin.
Only native disabled bridging.
Only native disabled bridging. That will prevent any 32-bit plugin to work in a 64-bit host. They won't even run. So. Don't use that.
A dedicated process per plugin.
Then you have a dedicated process per plugin or...
In separate plugin process.
In separate plugin process. Now, these two are different, like the CPU intense. The less intense is...
A dedicated process per plugin.
In
separate plugin process.
Separate plugin process. Because let's say you have contact and you have 16 of them. The actual CPU is loaded only once. This is what I could experiment from this. If you choose
the dedicated process per plugin,
this in dedicated process per plugin, then you have each time you launch a DLL, the new bridge will be created, and that would so. But in terms of CPU, is this one
in separate plugin process
less intense? So I'm going to use
enter track view.
I'm going to keep this one. So
thanks.
You're welcome. Unless there are any more questions, we're going to proceed with a bit of step recording. And what it is and how you would use it and what little quirks it has and how to get around them. So.
For sake of the podcast, who can tell us what step recording is?
Channel message from Scott. Scott.
Scott.
Scott.
It basically allows you to set the grid to specify in advance, like the length of the note that you want. So if you wanted to do like a really quick run of 16th note, kind of fancy stuff, but you can't actually play it like me, you could just set your grid to 16th notes and input those notes one at a time, and it doesn't really matter like the timing or whatever of what you play. You've already specified in advance how long your note is going to be on the grid.
Yep, Scott said it right. So step recording is this process which allows you to input notes one at a time as you were composing and writing a song instead of playing it. So let me
escape. No tracks.
Let me try to insert. I'm going to insert a new virtual instrument on your track by doing what?
Alt-I.
Alt-I, menu, insert menu, media file.
And then down arrow.
Virtual instrument on new track, dot, 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 enter, leaving menu.
And I'm going to choose synth font.
F-O-N-T, enter, list one, VST, VST, synth font, 64, synth font, enter.
I've already loaded
VST, synth font, 64,
the default font, so...
2. 1.
I have this.
Escape. FX, track so one, escape, track view.
Exit the bridge window. And we can start recording. Now I have a track with...
One VST, synth font, 64, arm, zero items, FX, VST, VST, synth font, 64, synth font.
Synth font, zero items. So I can play. And you can hear that, can you?
Yep.
So the first thing you need to understand when doing step recording is step recording needs a space to write on. So it needs an item, MIDI item, to write. Otherwise it won't. So if I just have zero items, I cannot step record anything. So here's the way to do a new item in Reaper. Now, if you go to the insert,
Alt-I, menu, insert menu, media,
and you go down twice,
first, new MIDI item, shift plus,
you get new MIDI item.
First, new MIDI item, shift plus insert,
you could do shift plus insert, but I have JAWS, and in JAWS it's breaking a bit. It will break the insert key. So I use the menu. So if you hit enter in this,
enter, leaving menus, track view,
you get a new item.
One VST, synth font, 64, arm, one item. Less,
now,
less, one, less, less.
This item is only
num lock off, num lock on, control shift period, bar two.
One bar long. And we don't want that. So how can we make an item longer to do more step recording? I think we could try.
Channel message from Scott. Scott.
Scott.
Select the item and then extend the length in item properties with shift F2.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to do it, but it will not work. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it would extend the length, but when you step record, it will loop what you recorded in the first bar. So you will create a loop of your step recording material. So that's not the way to do it. That's not one way that works to do it. And you, do you guys think of another way to do it? There are at least, there's one
channel
way
message from Scott, Scott.
And Scott.
Channel message from Tammy. Tammy.
And Tammy. Well, let's
Tammy.
See Tammy.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Tammy.
Tammy.
Yeah.
Can you add more items?
Mm-hmm. What,
or you,
what
can,
would
or
you suggest?
Can, well, you could add more MIDI items.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, I missed what Scott said before, but you might be able to grow the edges of the...
Mm-mm. Same as what Scott said before. It
okay.
won't work.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Because it's going to take from the source item. So that's...
From the, yeah, so it's going to loop it. Yeah, yeah.
So would you just have to copy and paste a bunch of them and then glue them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you do that?
Select the...
There's one key that duplicates an item. And
oh, it's Control D.
Yes.
Control D
exactly.
Or just D?
Yeah.
Control D.
No, Control
what
D.
Does
D
do?
Tracks.
What does D do?
Tracks.
Yes.
Oh, D does tracks, of course.
So that's one way, and so we can do that.
Less one VSTs in font.
So I can do
Control D.
Hundred times.
Land one VSTs in font 64 arm 12 items FX.
12. Then we can select them all. How do we select them all?
Control right arrow?
No, that navigates through them. I want to select them all.
Oh, it's control shift right arrow.
Yes, but I have to do it one by one. What if I want to do it all in one key? Press.
Control alt A.
Control.
There you go.
Yes.
Select all items on current track. Good job, guys.
12 items selected.
Yes, 12 items selected. Now remember, the new Osara will report how many items we've selected with Control-Alt-A, with Alt-Shift-A, and with Shift-A. So we can then glue them with Control-Shift-G, but I cannot do Control-Shift-G because there's a conflict in my machine, so I'm going to do Application Key.
Applications, contact,
and glue.
Open items, open, apply track, select, reverse, glue items, enter, leaving menus, track.
So now I have one
land,
item.
Land, one VST's in font 64.
That's
Control-Shift period, bar 13.
Is 12 bar long. Now, I'm going to delete this item.
Land, one item removed.
And I'm going to show you a very quick, fast way of doing this whole thing. So this is one way, but you're never going to use it because I'm going to tell you why. What you need to do is create a time selection.
Dash.
Sorry.
Left bracket, set selection start.
For the length that you want. So I'm going to go bar 20, for example, bar 21, for example.
Control J, jump text 1, enter, edit, type in text.
I'm on
Control Shift J, bar 21, D1, 0%, edit, type in text.
I'm going to end my selection there.
Right bracket, set selection, end, edit, type
in
text.
I'm going to go to the beginning of the time selection with what key?
Is it home?
And then I'm going to do Alt-I.
Alt-I, menu, virtual instrument on new MIDI items,
new
enter,
MIDI
leaving
item.
Menus. Land.
And my item.
Land, one VST is in.
Is.
Control Shift period, bar 21.
20 bars. So the obvious thing that not even I thought until recently was creating a time selection that has the length of the thing that you want to step and then create a new MIDI item. So all the gluing and pasting and stuff like that is not that needed after all. So just to show you that Reaper has sometimes ways of doing things that are fast of what we can think, but there are also ways to do it that you can make fast, like the, you know, create one, duplicate, glue. Okay, it's also fast if you want. So we have 20 bars to step this. Now I want to change, so I'll delete it because I want to, let's see.
Control space, click.
Yeah, it's a 4-4. So let me change the signature, the tempo of this.
Alt enter, project set app, sit app, app, edit combo, 4800 app, force project tempo slash time signature change app, project BPM, edit 120.12.00, enter, edit. Space.
Okay.
Space. Stop edit. Type in text.
Let's say we want to step record something
space,
like
play edit, type in text.
Very simple, like
space.
Okay,
stop edit.
Like
type
that.
In text. Sharp.
Okay. How do we do that? Well, the first thing we need to do is open the item in the mediator. So we select
land,
it.
One VS.
Open it.
MIDI tape.
What key did I press to open that in the mediator?
Control E.
Good. Or what? And what's the difference between the Control E and the one that I pressed? So I pressed Alt Control E. So Control E
escape,
is
track F12 shortcut Control E item open item copies and primary external editor.
open item copies in primary external editor. Alt Control E is
item, open items in primary external editor.
Open items in primary external editor. Okay. So this is the difference. Why do you want to open the item and not its copy? Because in the new Reaper, the Reaper 5.40, that's about to be released, this item copy action will actually open and create a new take. So be careful to that. It works until now, but it may not work as good for the new Reaper on. So Alt Control E does it better.
F12, shortcut.
Let's open that.
Land. What? Edit MIDI dialog. List one.
And we are in
O1, MIDI take. VST synth font 64 untitled MIDI item dialog. MIDI view.
MIDI view. We are at the beginning. We can check that with what key can we use to check where we are with a cursor?
Control Shift J.
Good.
Control Shift J. R1 beat 1 0%.
Bar 1 beat 1 0%. So we are at the beginning. Now, the way I've configured Reaper is to use all MIDI inputs to step. So if I play a note now, it will be inserted. And how do you set that? You go applications key from this or alt, but I do it with applications key, it's the same.
Applications, context, edit, navigate, options, submenu.
You go on options.
Sync editor, use the same, chase MIDI notons and project.
And you
use customize MIDI editor, use all MIDI inputs for step recording, check two.
Up arrow until you hear
use all MIDI inputs for step recording, check
this. There's also
use F1, F12 for step recording, new.
Use F1, F12 for step recording, but for people, like, I prefer using the all MIDI inputs so I can use my keyboard and I can use something different that I will talk about in a bit. But for now, let's try to use the keyboard.
Escape, option, submenu, O, escape, leaving menus.
And the first thing we have to do is set the grid to the division that we want to use, the length of the note that we want to give to this scale that I want it to play. So I want to do do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, right? So what thing, what length should I put in there? If I want to do do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, in a measure.
32.
We are in 4/4. I want to use a measure, so 32 would be...
Channel message from Scott.
Scott.
16ths.
16ths. Let's try that. So let me set the grid to 16th with what?
Number 6 in the event editor thingy, or Control-Shift-6. Maybe control all. I don't know. I always get the
control
two
shift
confused.
Six or
control
six.
Shift
they
six.
Both work in the MIDI editor. So I'm going to press six.
Six.
Now the grid is set to 16th. So now I want to step record. I'm going to go to my keyboard and I'm going to input each note separately. So
it's like watching Mozart work, this, isn't it?
Now
that's
let's play what
cool,
I did.
Actually.
Let's play what I did.
Space, play. Space, stop.
Now, did you hear what I did at the end there?
Space, play. Space, stop.
Yeah, the velocity. You played it much quieter.
So the keyboard, when you use the keyboard, it also takes the velocity messages when you're doing step recording. I believe that's kind of cool. Now, let's try to do something a bit more complicated than this. And let's try to use some dotted notes. Now, there's a little thing with the dotted notes. Now, sometimes, not every time, but sometimes Reaper will forget that you put a dotted note and will put the dotted note in the right place, but then the note after it will put it back at 16th or 8th, depending what dotted note you set. So I'm going to show you what I'm talking of here. So I'm going to delete this whole item.
Land. One item removed. Land.
And I'm going to change my time signature here.
Tab, edit, tab,
so I'm going to record something different
tab,
now.
Project BPM, edit, 100, tab, time sign, 04, 3, enter, edit.
I'm going to go 3/4.
Control, space, add marker, type, escape, edit, type, text. Undo, set, project BPM, edit, type, text. Control, shift, Z, reduce, escape.
Okay,
1 VST, synth, control, shift, M, metronome on.
There you go.
Space, space, play.
What I want to record now is something like this.
Space, play.
Okay, I want to record something like that using
space, stop
recording. Let's see how we can do it. So the first thing we do is create, I'm going to go with a 16 bar.
One VST is in font 64 arm, 0 item.
Now I have 0 items. So how do I create the 16 bars item log? See if you still remember that.
Start selection.
Where do I start this time selection?
At bar 1.
Left bracket, set selection start.
And I end it at bar
17.
16.
17. Scott's right. Why do I hand it at bar 17, Dez? Try to think it.
Because 16 is a whole phrase.
Mm-hmm. So I want to be at the end of that bar. If I put it at bar 16, then we'll go 15 bars.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do I jump quickly to bar 17? Anybody but Scott.
Channel message from Scott. Scott.
I know.
Sorry.
You know that.
It's okay. Can someone else besides Scott guess?
Is it Control J and then 617.1.0?
Yes. I don't need to.
Yep.
Actually,
you can actually just put
enough.
17.
Control J.
Yeah, you can actually just put 17 in it.
Yep.
The one dot, the dot one dot one or whatever is more important if you're trying to do a certain number of measures and beats. So that's
yep.
important to keep in mind when, if you want measures and a certain number of beats
yeah.
in your item.
So Reaper assumes by default, if you type a whole number, that that measure is 0.1 thing. So 16.
Control J, 01, 731, 30, escape.
0.1.0. Okay, so now we end the selection.
Right bracket, set selection and edit.
We go to the beginning of it, and we create
new mini item, enter,
new
mini
item. If it works.
Land, control shift period, R17.
Yes, it did. Now,
land, 1 VS.
Let's open this item in Media Editor again.
Mini tape, VS.
And let's start. So remember the thing
escape,
that I played.
Escape.
Let me play it
real
again, so
select.
You can you have an idea what I have to do that here. So let me put
control
the metronome
shift
on.
Metronome off. Control shift and metronome on.
Yeah. So I want to do.
Space play.
I'm going to do this.
Space stop.
So what do I have to do to step this first measure? How would I go about it? Bum bum ba bum fa la do fa. Or whatever it is. La, la, fa, do. That thing, right? So what do I have to do to input this?
It's tricky, because your first note is a minim. And there's not like a... There's not grid division for that, is there?
Why not? What is a minim? How does it last?
It's two...
So how much does it...
Oh, sorry, it's half notes.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, so,
so
two.
So we have that.
Two on the grid.
So let's do it. Let me open the MIDI. Let's... Hit two. And let's play the F. Now, when we played that, the cursor
control shift J, R1 beat 30%
moved to bot 1 beat 3. So it knows that I stepped it. I know that I stepped it because my cursor jumped right after the note that I stepped. Now I have to put the la fa do. What are these? What do I need here? La fa do. What do I need that?
So the first one is a dotted eighth note, I would guess.
Yes. Does anybody understand why?
Because it's longer than longer than an eighth note. It's the same length of it's the same length as an eighth note plus a 16th note.
Yeah.
But
so
you
it's,
don't
yeah, 16th,
want to
right?
hear that second 16th note played, so you dot it, and that extends the first note.
Yes. Is that clear for everybody?
Probably not. Sorry.
So when something is in dotted notation. You take half of its value of the note. So,
yeah,
in Scott's
it.
Case, and to the end of the note before. So in Scott's case,
one way to really clear it up for people might be to do it dotted and then do it without the dotted note. Like
yes,
with that extra
that's
the 16th in there.
So this is with the dotted note. I'll play it. Let me put the metronome.
Page down. R2.
Let's see.
Alt space play.
There
space, stop, space,
play. So this is with a dot.
Space,
this is
stop,
without
space,
a dot.
Play. Space, stop.
You get the difference? Ba,
so did you hear
ba,
da, 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 that's the eighth notes, right? So it's dun,
yes.
dun, 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 that's which what he just did. But if you dot it, it goes dun, 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 dun.
Yep. So if that's clear... I'm going to go again on my...
R1, edit MIDI dot, land F4, two beats. R1,
B3.
Space, space.
And what do I have to do to set the grid to dotted eighth? How does it work?
Seven.
Do you guys remember? Okay, Dad said seven. Do you guys agree with that?
No.
Todd does not agree. Let's see if anybody else agrees.
No.
Tammy does not agree. Okay, Dez, try to think. What does 7 do? Does it set a dotted or something different? If you can remember it. You said 7. Okay. So, do you remember when we said 4, 8, and 6 were quarter, 8th, and 16th? And 5, 7, and 9 were what?
Triplet is 7.
Yes, triplet. Triplet is not a dotted. Do you know the difference between a triplet and a dotted?
I was going to say, I can see why that might confuse.
I get a bit confused with dotteds and things because to me, it sounds like you just add a 16th note.
Okay, let me play you.
Well, you do something. You do add a 16th note, but only if the note that you're dotting in the first place is an 8th note, because you're adding half the note again. So, like, if the note that you were dotting in the first place was a minim, then you'd add a crotchet, because that's half of the length. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But let me play you this. So, here's the dotted thing again. So, I'm going to play you the left and right hand. So, it's a perfect example here. So, this is a dotted. Fra mezz'ora. Now, this is another thing. Can you hear the difference between and?
Yeah.
The second one is a triplet because we are putting three notes.
Triplet, triplet, triplet.
Where normally two should go, or see the dotted is, and the triplet is, okay, pa 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 pa. That's a triplet, pa 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 pa. It's a dotted. Okay, this is very important, guys. Very, very important to understand this difference in music theory when you're going to do step recording, because Reaper will not tell you what you need. You know what you need.
Land, one.
So,
edit MIDI dialogue.
Again,
space one note. Space.
Beat three.
Space. Space.
And I need a dotted 8. So I'm going to press 8.
8.
And then I'm going to press the dot sign.
Period.
That said, it's a dotted. Now I'm going to press the la. Now my cursor.
Control shift J, bar 1, beat 3, 75%.
Jumped to bar 1, beat 3, 75%. Can anybody know and guess why 75%? Where did I get it from? Why 75?
Handle message from Scott. Scott.
Wait, Scott. Scott, you understand? I know you. You know it perfectly.
Just here on standby.
Okay. Anybody else?
That's
why 75?
That's the added quarter note. Isn't it added eighth note?
Eighth note is half of a quarter note, right? That would have brought me to what, 50%? Because I've added a dotted sign to it. I put 3 16ths, so a dotted 8 is an eighth plus a 16th, putting me at 75% of a quarter note, because it's like 3 16ths, right? You get that?
Yeah.
So now I'm going to set the grid to what? 16th note again, because I need the last 16th that I was missing.
6.
And then I'm going to play my this. And now,
Control Shift J, bar 2 beat 1, 0%.
I'm at bar 2 beat 1. And now I can add the dom. So, fa, la, fa, do. What is my do note, or C, as you call it? What length do I need it? Do I need here? Pa, 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 again. What is that?
Eighth.
No, why do you think it's an eighth? Why do you think it's an eighth?
Because it's two beats, clicks.
Two beats, one beat is a quarter note. So two beats should be what? A half note.
Half, yes.
Right? Not an eighth note.
I get my numbers mixed
up. An eighth note is half of a quarter note, so it would be half a beat. Okay? So we're going to put,
two,
and we're going to put this.
Control Shift F.
Oops, sorry, I did something.
Undo MIDI editor, insert event.
Let me redo that.
Control shift J, R2B30%.
Okay, I'm there. So let me redo that with control shift.
Control shift Z.
Okay, now I need 4 16th note. Let me put them there.
6.
I got a little mistake. Let's see what
Escape.
what it got.
Space, late. Space, stop.
Okay, what happened with a dotted note? As I said before, Reaper forgot that was a dotted note and moved it back, 16 back. So we have to move it. It's actually dotted. The value is correct. The length is correct, but it misplaced it. And sometimes it happens. So let me move it. So how do I move this note forward a 16th? What do I do to move it? Do you guys remember it?
Channel message from Scott.
Scott remembers it.
He's not 100% sure, but Scott thinks set your grid to 16ths.
Yes.
Then, is it 6 or 9 on the numpad? One of them moves and one of them extends,
six.
And I can't remember which.
Mm-hmm. It's 6.
Numlock off. Numlock 6.
Now let me hear it again.
Space, B10%. Space.
I need to move it another 16th, right? Because we move it back an 8th, not a 16th. So let me...
B275%, one note.
And move
six.
It again.
Space, B10. Escape.
Okay.
Happy days.
Now.
Space, stop.
We got it. Step recorded. So we have...
Space, play. Space, stop.
Now, let me try to add the left hand to this. And I'm going to show you a little trick here because it's... now I have like, what,
space,
two late. Measures of content.
Space, stop.
I need... The left hand is going to do
escape.
This. In the octave below, like this. For a while. So I need 4 measures of this. So what I'm going to do...
One VS.
First of all, I'm going to rename this.
F2, track name,
P-I-A-N-O,
space.
Right.
R-I-G-H-T. Enter, track view.
Well,
dialogue, piano, right.
I should have done it differently
right
because what I want to do is, like, have 2 tracks in one folder. So what I want to do, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to create
one
this
piano,
folder.
Piano, right, shift, enter, folder.
And we're going to
F2,
call
F2, track name, S-O-N-G, enter, track, dialogue, sound, right, 6.
Some,
F2, track name, S-O-N-G, enter, track, dialogue, sound, right, F2, track name, song, land, escape, track.
There you go, I did it. Now, I'm going to... Create 2 tracks.
Control T, track name, edit, type R, I.
Right.
G, H, T, space.
Hand.
H, A, N, D, enter, track view. Control T, L, E, F, T, space. A, A, N, D, enter, track view. Dialogue, so land. 2 right hands, 0
okay.
items. One open folder, stop.
Now,
less, one. Land,
let
one
me move.
Space, play.
This
space,
item.
Num lock off. Num lock on.
To the right hand.
2. Space, play. Land, 2 right hand, F6, solo. F6,
perfect.
Space, stop.
Now, does anybody here, do you follow what I did there and why I did it? And how did I move the item one track below? And how did I do that? How did I do it? So I've created a folder. I created 2 tracks below this folder and moved the item down the track. So it goes down the track. So it goes on the first track below my folder. That is...
Land, one open folder, song arm, 0 items, FX, VST.
Empty again. Did I do it? According to you, and how did I do it? This is important if you need... If you make a mistake like I did, and then you want to fix it quickly. So, what I did was Shift-Enter on
one open.
The track that I called Song.
Enter, small. Enter, closed. Enter, open. Land, Shift-Enter, track.
Do it again.
One song, arm, 0 items, FX, VST.
Now, if I play,
space, play.
You hear nothing. Because
space,
I
stop.
Basically made it become a track again. So I want to make it a folder with Shift-Enter.
Shift-Enter, folder.
Now,
land, two right hand.
This item... That was on the actual folder.
Land, one,
let me
num,
put it
off.
Back again.
Num, 8. One, land, one VST,
again.
Space, play. Space, stop.
I want to move it down one track. So it goes on my...
Two right hand, 0 items.
Right hand track.
One open.
And to move it, I select it.
Land.
And I hit numpad 2 on that item.
2.
And that moves it because the numpad 2 does...
F12, short 2, item edit, move item slash envelope points down one track slash a bit. F12,
remember
short.
That? When you edit
channel
envelope points,
Scott.
You use that? You can also move the items down one track with this key. Scott?
Is that duplicated anywhere on the QWERTY key map, out of interest?
I don't think so, but let me check. Let me check. Question, how can we check it? How can you check if something is duplicate?
In the...
Tammy left channel, Tammy logged out of the server.
Shortcut, hell.
In the action center.
In the action list. So let me go in the action list by pressing F4. Now what I can do is tab to find shortcut.
Tab, clear button, tab, find shortcut, space, actions, dialogue, find key or mini controller, dialogue, find
key or mini controller,
two, actions, dialogue, filter, custom actions, race group.
And see if that...
Tab, section, combo, tab, list one, list two, num two, item edit, move item, slash envelope, points down one, drag, slash a bit, 336 of 60, 16, to move the items, use the arrow keys, tab, shortcuts for selected action, extended select list box, not selected, num two, one of one, to move...
One of one, no duplication here.
Escape.
You see what I did there?
I've been cutting and pasting.
Yeah, me too.
Paste, absolutely. But since, you know, moving is faster than if you need one track. If you first need 10 track, then you will cut and paste. Okay, it really depends what you have to do. But anyway, let's put the left hand and let's... So left hand is all this thing. So all eighth notes. But I actually want it. So I'm going to put...
Land, three left hand, zero.
Now, have you noticed that this...
Land, one open folder, on the...
This is a folder, so the synth font will have effect only, even on the tracks below the folder.
Two right hand, one item.
And that's why you hear it.
Space, play. Space, stop.
Now,
land, three left.
This is the left hand, and I'm going to create another item that is 16 bar long, as same as I did before.
Left bracket, set selection start. Control J, jump the time, slash marker, 17. Yeah, enter, edit, type in, right bracket, set select home, all time. New mini item, enter, leaving menus, drag.
There you go.
Three land, one left hand, space, play. Martin,
now,
left channel, Martin.
One important thing about step recording. You don't need to have a track armed and the input selected to actually use the step recording. Because... the step recording uses all inputs on its own, so you don't need to do the MIDI input add and arm the track and monitor. I mean, if I go there,
meditate.
So let me do
eight
note and let me step record this fa, 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 you know. So I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna do. Let's see if you got it.
Escape.
On the right track.
Space, click. Space, stop.
Perfect. Now, what I want to get is this effect here. Now, here's the way to do it. So, now I've recorded all eighth notes in that track. Two measures of eight notes, step recorded. I want to turn them 16th notes so that I could get the little staccato feeling, that effect. Now, here's how you have to do that. Now, so you select
three left, land one,
your
meditate.
All your notes that you want to make become 16 notes. So in this case, every note.
Space. F6, meditate, left hand, untitled, mini item. F6, unspace.
Okay, I selected them all with Control A. Control A selects them all in the MIDI event view, in the MIDI event list. Now, the way to do this is you set the grid to 16th.
Six.
And you press Control Shift L.
F12, short. Control Shift L. Edit. Set note length to grid size. F12.
Set note length to grid size. Now, if you do that.
Control Shift L.
And you play back.
Space.
You see how it works?
Escape.
So, to recap, step recording. Make sure that when you insert a dotted note, play back after your step input so that you know that if you have to move it back and forward, the grid. And the value will be always correct. But the position sometimes can be messed up. So make sure to move it back to where it should be. Step input will always take all the input when I step record, even though if I don't select a MIDI input on a track and arm it and monitor it. Recording is then you can make notes a certain length after you step recorded it by selecting the notes that you want to change the length of and hitting setting the grid to that length and then hitting Control Shift L.
That audio will logged onto the server. Audio join channel advanced.
Shorten or lengthen the note to the grid size you specified. Now, is everything clear what we've done now?
Channel message from Scott. Clear.
Scott has a question.
Tammy logged onto the server. Tammy joined channel.
If I wanted to say I was like recording some step stuff, and I've filled up the first three beats of bar two with MIDI notes. Mm-hmm. And then I want to rest, and that part doesn't play again until like bar five. Is there any way, kind of in the step recording workflow, of doing that, or do I just use jump dialogue and go like five dot for bar five and then start step recording again? Do you have to take care of your own rest? There absolutely is,
and I'm going to show you that in a bit. Does everybody have other questions of what we've done on what we've done so far? Because now we're going to do something different and talk about what Scott said, and we're going to use a step recording
Claudio left channel
in a different
Claudio
way.
Actually, just before you do that, one more question.
Yep.
You know the bug where it moves the dotted notes back sometimes?
Yeah.
Do you know if that's active on the Reaper bug tracker already, or should one of us take care of that?
No, I have no idea, actually. Because okay, it doesn't do it always, all the time. It does it with sometimes. It does not with other times. And sometimes if I use the keyboard, it does it. Sometimes if I, if it depends. If it is on bit 3, does it, but it's on bit 2, it doesn't. So it's a weird thing. I don't
know
how.
One of those fun ones.
Mm-mm. Yes, it's one of the Reaper bug thing.
Okay.
So now what I'm going to show is how to move the grid cursor in step recording so that you can do what Scott said. And then I'm going to use step recording in a totally different way. So now let me do.
The right hand.
Let's see. I want to do. Land. Let's see. In the right hand.
Space play. Space stop.
Then I want quarter note of pause, and then I want to add a little note there, something. Okay. Ba da ba da ba da da something. Ba da ba da ba ba ba. Like a little pause there, and then I want to add an eighth note or something. Okay, so let me do that.
Meditate via.
So I'm going to navigate to the end of this.
And R2. Land, 50. Land, land, land.
See?
Land,
I'm land. There. I'm in this
land, land.
Place. Because it's the last note that I input. Yes. Now, what I want to do is, since I want to insert eight notes, ba 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 bum, ba bum, for example, ba 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 bum, ba bum, something like that. So I want to rest for an eight and then record another. Me, for example, an E. So what I'm going to do here is set the grid to eight notes.
Eight.
And this time, I'm going to use Control Shift and right arrow. And hear what happens.
R3B10% selected.
See what it does?
Space. Space.
It move.
R2 space. 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 Space.
Okay.
Space. Space.
It's moving me.
Control Shift J. R3B10% 50% select space. Space.
Let's say I want to put a note here. Now I set the grid to eight note, and I input my here, and let's
escape.
See what happened.
Space R10%. Space stop.
So as you can see, Control Shift right and Control Shift left move your cursor by grid size, and this is a way to use the to kind of give it a rest, Scott, as you were asking. So does that help? Did that help?
It does. I probably would have expected that keystroke to extend selection to multiple items, though, in the...
No, because it's... Remember, we have, like, shift and right arrows to do, like, control shift, right arrow in the MIDI editor. I know what you're saying, to kind of select multiple items as we're doing in the track view, but unfortunately, we have no such actions in the MIDI editor yet.
So I mapped
it there because I didn't know... Because before... That action was mapped move cursor just to the right arrow, but now right arrow does navigation. So I kind of have to, you know, use another key to move the cursor, because see, moving the cursor is important.
And yeah, it makes sense.
Now I'm going to show you another way to use step recording, and I'm going to delete all the notes.
Error dialog. No escape. One open.
Not in the MIDI editor.
Land one menu. Two. Escape menu bar.
What are
escape.
You doing there?
Land leaving menus. One VST's in font 64 untitled MIDI item. Space play space. Land. MIDI tape. Land, 10 events removed.
I'm
escape. Track two. Space, play. Space,
and I'm going to just leave my left hand alone. So what I want to do now is I will not use my keyboard. I could actually turn it off. So I'm going to show you. Wait a moment, guys. I hope I will be here soon. I'll be back soon. Okay, I took care of it.
Yay.
And I'm back. Yep, that was a quick phone call. So now I have my... Can you hear me? Let's see the volume of the folder.
I, routing for 0, tab, escape, edit, space, lay edit, space, top edit, type and text.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that lower? Okay, good. No.
Yeah, you're good.
I think it's, I'm good. So,
right, tab.
Now,
one open.
What I'm going to use, instead of doing step recording with a keyboard, as I did before, I'm going to use something called pitch cursor. And this is useful for the people who do not have a keyboard with them and want to do step recording in MIDI. So we have our blank item again.
Space, play.
Ba-ba-bum. So I have to record the same thing with the pitch cursor. Let me do that.
Edit MIDI dialog.
Edit MIDI. I'm at the beginning.
Blank. Space. Space.
And I need, again, two half note, one half note.
Two.
Now, the pitch cursor, how do you use it? Alt up and Alt down arrow. And hear what it happens. And hear what happens.
D4, C-sharp 4, C4, B3, A-sharp, A3, G, C-sharp 4, D4, E4, F4.
I need this
How'd you do that?
F4. Alt, up, and down. You actually hear...
E4, F-sharp 3, F4, G4.
When you find the wanted note...
F4.
There's this one. You just hit letter I.
I, B3.
Boom. I'm on bit 3. And Jaws will tell me, well, I'm in DA2, where I am with the cursor. Now I'm going to do the 8 note, 8
period.
Dot, and I'm going to look for my A.
F, G sharp 4, F sharp 4, I, 25%.
Now it said 25%, so I know that it's wrong, because it should have said 75%. So I'm going to go at my 75% with Alt, Control Shift and right arrow, because it happened again, the dotted thing screwed up the position.
Six,
so let me move myself
50%,
back.
75%, selected.
I need to be there. So now I'm going to go 16.
Six.
And I'm going to look for my Fa.
F4, G, F-sharp 4, F4, I, R2, B1, 0%. Two.
Two, and I'm going to put
F-sharp 4, C5.
This one.
I, B3.
And then I'm going to go 16.
Six. F-sharp 4, I, F4, I, G4, I, 7, F-sharp 4, I, R3, B1, 0%.
Now let me fix the...
Land, R, land, B2, 50%, one note.
I actually got it wrong.
Land, B3, 75%, one note.
Let's
land, B2, 50%, one note. Num lock off. Num 8. 8.
There you go. I need this one.
Land. Land space. 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 One note. Space.
See what I did there?
Land.
Again, it got it.
Land. B2, 50%,
in the wrong
note.
Position, so I have to move it.
8. 6.
Here.
Space. B1, 0%, one note. Space. Land. B.
Oh, it's the wrong note.
Land.
Sorry.
B3, 2. 2. Land, land, B3,
there's
one note.
The one.
Space, B1, one note. Space.
See how you can use the pitch cursor if you don't have the keyboard? You can also step record by using this method of doing
I must be
down.
Missing something, though, because when I use the pitch cursor and find the note, it doesn't register the note. So do I have
you
to
don't hear
do
it?
Some? No, I hear
you
it.
You have to press okay. I to insert it.
You have to press I
oh.
after you find it.
Okay, I was like, I must be missing something.
Now, one thing that you have to be really careful of. When you're using a stepping input like the pitch cursor, notes tend to go on channel 1. So if you're dealing with a channel 3, 4, 5, 10, you then need to change them. I haven't found a way to do it reliably with pitch cursor. Like, if I have different tracks with different instruments on them, it works, like different contacts and stuff. But if I'm using a multi-timbre like Synfont, and I'm going to load, I don't know, a MIDI and a change patch and all that. The pitch cursor does not respect that patch change. And I don't know if it's a bug, but I will investigate in this. It's a new thing that I've added to the key map like 10 days ago. You guys have it though. It's already there. Now, let me show you something that you do not have that is also there. So, now let me delete.
Land, MIDI tape. Land,
the whole left hand.
Land,
bye bye left hand.
Space. Space.
So how did I delete the left hand with two keystrokes? What did I do? I didn't go away from the MIDI editor. I selected the item where the left hand was, selected all the notes, and deleted. How did I do that? From within the MIDI editor. Remember what we showed you last week about moving from one item to another by staying in the MIDI editor. Do you remember that? Note apparently. So let me do a recap. If from one item
F12,
you do control down arrow,
activate next MIDI track.
You go to the next track and you activate it. So it will show the item that is on that track. If you do control left or right arrow,
One menu bar custom. Go to next MIDI item. One menu bar custom. Go to previous MIDI item.
Okay, don't hear Jaws when it says menu bar. It doesn't. It's not correct. So it's moving.
One menu bar custom. Go to next MIDI item.
Go to next MIDI item. That's basically will activate the next MIDI item on the same track if you have one.
F12 shortcut.
Now let me re-add.
Land space. Space.
The left hand, but this time I'm going to add 8 notes.
8.
And I'm going to use the pitch cursor again. So let me find it.
2.
Sorry, I'm doing.
F4, C4, G F sharp, F3, F3, C sharp, G2, F sharp, F2, F2.
So I'm going to add
F12 shortcut.
Something here.
Grade 20. Grade 20.
Okay, Jaws.
F12 shortcut. F2.
Okay, this is the one that I want. So I'm going to 8 notes.
I 50%.
And I'm going to add F3 now.
F3, O, B20%.
What?
Space, B11 note, space.
Now, since I have to do bum, 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 you know, all the...
50%.
I will copy these two.
Copied.
Move my cursor by grid.
B20, space. Space.
And paste them.
Pasted, space. Space, pasted, space, space, pasted, 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 space. Space, space.
Too many, so I'm gonna, let me delete this 4.
Land 4 events remove all top space, space, R2B, space.
Okay, now, here's something that you don't have in the key map, that you will soon have, but you don't have yet. Remember what I said about selecting a bunch of notes and making them a certain length with Ctrl-Shift-L? That works, but now, I'm gonna show you something different. So, this
space,
is
space.
What we did before. Selecting them, setting the grid to 16, Ctrl-Shift-L.
Space. Space.
Now, I'm going to undo that, and I'm going to delete
events
all events again.
Space. Space.
What I want to do now is using grid to 8th notes,
eight.
But I added to the key map that you will soon have something that's called...
F12. Control 8. Set length for next inserted note. 1/8. F12.
Set
shortcut L
length for next inserted note. What that means is that you can set a grid length and a note length that are different. So you can create that staccato effect without having to do Control Shift L and selection and everything. How does it work? I do Control 6.
Control 6.
I will go to my keyboard this time because it's easier. And I'm going to step input all these notes. Grid is set to 8th, but the length is 16th.
Space, one note. Space.
Well, I recorded them. They're in the wrong octave. Let me fix that. Sorry.
Two.
There you go.
Space, one note. Space.
So another way to do it is even quicker than what you saw before. This is not on the key map yet. I hope it'll be soon. James said that he will work on this. As soon as he can, he has the pull request. So this is what I had about step recording. So to recap, step recording can be done from a keyboard, can be done from the pitch cursor. You can set the grid, and then if you want to create some staccato effects, fix the length after you record it, or with this new key map that you will get, hopefully soon, record, set the grid, and then record at a different length. And I think that's very cool. I have a question.
Scott
has a question, but before I have a question for you all, how did I quickly change
Tammy left channel. Tammy logged out of the server.
All the notes? How did I transpose them quickly an octave lower? How did I do that quickly, if you remember that? We did it last week. Anybody?
I press a key on my keyboard, I
think. Numpad 2? But let's say you don't have a keyboard, you're using your computer to step record, and you say, oh no, I used the wrong octave. How do you change it?
Oh, it's Reaper. Numpad 2, right?
Scott got it. And Scott had a comment or a question.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, can you run us quickly through that, the last thing that isn't in the key map?
In the key map,
the length.
For some reason, it didn't quite make sense.
So basically, you know what you did with the grid? You know,
Charlotte
8,
channel, Charlotte
6,
channel server.
4, 7, 9, and whatever.
Yep.
You can also do it with the length of the next inserted note. And here's how it works. I'm gonna
F12, shortcut
input. So if you add control to your 48621, you get
Control 4, set length for next inserted note 1/4. Control 6, set length for next inserted note 1/16. Control 8, set length for next inserted note 1/8. Control 9, set length for next inserted note 1/18.
And so on.
And
right?
This is on the number row, right?
On the number row, yeah. As okay. Same as a grid. So you add control to them, okay? Now, there is also a control backspace that does a very cool thing that is
set length for next inserted note grid.
Reset it back to grid. So let's say I wanted to do
F12 space. Space.
One measure, a 16th, and one measure of eighth notes. Let me do that.
Length, 12 effects removed. Space, space.
So I'm going to set the grid to 8, length to 16th.
Control 6.
Control 6. I'm going to do my keyboard, and I'm going to record this. Then I'm going to hit Control Backspace for the rest. Now if I play it back.
Space, one note. Space.
See?
Oh, so
yeah, it made sense that time.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it basically I changed the way the notes were input in my MIDI without touching the grid settings. But this is not on the key map yet. It will be. It will be. Hopefully soon.
Channel message from Jim O'Sullivan.
Made much more sense that time.
Jim has a question.
Just one in the options. There was this option with step with F1 to F12. What is that?
That is basically allows you to do step input with all your F keys. Now I do not have perfect pitch, so I have no idea what note I'm pressing when I hit that. But basically, you get all your 12 semitones starting from.
Applications. Dot window. Customize. Actions. Contents. View sub. Options. Submit. Sync editor. Trans. Use the sync. Use all MIDI inputs. Use F1 to enter. Leaving menus. Mid-I view F1.
See, the problem with this.
Space. Space. Land. Who? Land. Land.
Oh, that was an F. Okay, cool.
Oh, that was
you
an
don't
F.
get preview yeah. when you do that. You don't get preview unless.
Oh.
Let me see if I'm right. Let me see
one,
if I'm right.
Two right and one right. Application. Input. MIDI sub. Delta A. Map it. All MIDI. All channels. Enter. Leaving menus. F8. Normal. MIDI take. VST set F1.
Nope.
Land. 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 Space. 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 Escape.
You don't get a preview when you use that.
One open folder. Sound arm. Two right hand arm. One item.
So that is why the pitch cursor is better than this. I've actually got
land, one
the
VST,
preview once.
MIDI take. VST set F1.
But see, it doesn't work.
Undo MIDI editor. Insert event.
So,
Escape. One open folder. Sound arm. Zero items. F8. Not when playing. F8. Normal. MIDI tape, F1.
No, probably it's,
undo MIDI editor, insert event,
it's
escape.
Something with
one open.
That has to deal with the folder, probably.
One open folder, soft, land,
I'm
one VST, in font 64. MIDI tape, F1, F2.
Nope.
Space.
For
space,
what it's worth,
space,
preview
land, four,
on this
space,
stuff is really
space,
sketchy
land,
for me as
land,
well.
Land, a sharp 4, land, 1, space, R1,
okay.
Space, escape,
got it
space,
back.
Lift, space, land,
I'm
1 VST, 2.
Back. Okay, good. So that is what I had for step recording. Let's do some drum splitting.
Land, one, two,
so,
and we did
left,
start
land,
a little
three,
bit late, so
yeah.
you
battle,
can probably
two,
go over like 10
S,
minutes
S,
because we started
dialogue,
late.
Base, dialogue, dial, two, bass, one drum, one item, FX, VST.
So we have this piece
left,
that
one,
you all remember.
Space, play.
Sorry.
Beat 1, 0%, top, VST is in font 64, unplugged. Space, stop.
Now, what I want to do is
two bass, one item, FX.
We have the bass.
One drum, one item.
We have the drum.
F6, space, play. Space, stop.
I want to split
F6,
the snare from the whole drum itself. Okay, so this is a contact kit. It's a pop kit that you all get with the free library of contact. The people who have contact will get it. So let's do this splitting.
Land, two bass, land.
And how does it work? For sake of being faster, I'm going to create a folder again, and I'm going to use the same contact, and I will not load the kit in the second track. So I'm going to use the same, I may as well mix it, but it's beyond the purpose of showing you the splitting drums. Okay, then of course you can. If you do it with the folder method, you won't be able to add the reverb only to the snare, okay? So I do it this way only to show you how it's done in splitting, in editing, okay? To do it properly, you should put a contact on another track, and so that it has its own synth, so that yeah, you can add reverb to that track. Okay. If you use the demo of the script, you can do that. But I'm going to use the folder method. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new track under the drum and call it snare.
Control T, press A, R, E, enter, track, dialog, snare, and six.
And this
two snare, zero items.
Will be my end folder. And this
one
will
drum,
be
one,
my
shift, enter, folder.
Folder.
Length, shift, en- shift, enter, enter folder. One open.
So I don't get,
space,
you know.
Tab, one drum, title, mini item, mood. F6, solos, F6, space, stop.
Now, let me show you how to do the splitting.
Less, one.
The first thing you need to do is select the item and open in the
MIDI dialog. R1B.
What you need to do now.
Land R2, land 50, land B20, land F sharp, land F.
So we have an S sharp and a B2. What note do we want?
Land E2, 16%.
The E2, sorry, it's an E, not a B. It's an E2.
Land E2, land R2, land B, land B, land, land E2, land F, land.
So the snare is on the E2.
Land,
let me find the first E2.
Land 0 space. R1B 446 space.
It's there.
Land R2, land 5, land B20 percent 2 space. Space.
What I need now is select all the snare hits that are B2. Sorry, E2, whatever it said there. How do I select all note with same pitch? By hitting Control Shift and A.
F12. Control Shift A. F12.
F12. Why isn't my step?
Control Shift A. Control Shift A. Control Shift A.
I don't get the.
Alt-1.
Something is weird.
F12.
I can't get the.
F12. Escape. Track view. Okay. F12.
Because you have your input sets to step recording land, to F1 through F12.
Oh, you're right. So I'm doing.
Space, play.
Yeah.
Space, stop.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. So let me.
Edit MIDI by application. Close. Customize menus. Dot. Edit. Navigate. Option sub. Sync. Custom MIDI. Use all MIDI inputs for. Use F1 to enter. Leaving menu. Land B20. Land. Land D5. Land D5. Land F sharp 2. Land D5. 50%. Land
here.
Land
E2.
Land. Land F sharp. Land. Land E2. Land.
So I want to get the E2.
F12. Short. Control Shift. Select all notes with same pitch.
And
F12,
do select all notes with same pitch.
Control Shift.
That selected all the snares. Now what I have to do is cut them with Control X.
Cut. Escape. Drag.
Get out of here.
Space. Play.
Space, there's stop. Another snare there because it used another note.
Space. Play.
But.
Space. Stop. F3.
Now what I'm going to do is go down.
To enter folder snare.
And paste.
Paste it. One item added.
It says one item added, and guess what?
Land, one snare, space, play. F6, soloed.
I got it back.
F6, unsoloed. Less, one snare untitled, space,
and it
stop.
Starts here.
Space, play, space, stop.
Now, there will be times the Reaper will not behave like that, and what's going to happen is instead of adding the whole snares, will add only one note of your snare, and it will lose the rest. And that is bad. So how do you fix that? Just in case it does that, let me undo the...
Undo title track solo. Undo title track. Undo change item selection. Undo paste as new MIDI item.
There you go.
Space, play. Space, play. Space,
still
stop.
The same position. Now what I'm going to do is, what you have to do if that happens is create a new item of one measure.
Alt-I, menu, virtual, new MIDI item, shift plus enter, leaving menus,
go back a measure,
page up, R1,
and paste.
Paste it, one item added.
Okay.
Two enter folders. Three base one item. FX VS. Two enter folders. There are two items. Land. Land. Two space. Play. Space. Stop.
And that'll work. Now, with me,
F3,
I
F3.
Didn't have to do that because it worked in the first time. But if it happens, then you are... that's what you have to do. Add a new item. Go back a measure. And then paste your drums. So now, I can solo snare.
F6 space. Space. Land. Land, escape, track view, escape,
right. Okay.
Space, F6, soloed.
Or
F6, muted, unsoloed. Control F, space, stop.
Okay, so this
F3.
Is how you split drums in Reaper with MIDI editor. I hope I made it quick enough so you can talk about all the rest that you need to talk about. And do you guys have any questions about this? Drum splitting and...
Yeah.
And stuff. Go ahead. Des has a question.
When you cut the snares and
yep.
you curse it down to another track, you have to make sure you're in the same position as the first snare was, yeah?
Yes. I didn't move the cursor.
Okay.
I didn't move the cursor, so I just went down and pasted, because otherwise it will put me, it will put the first one in another position. It doesn't keep the position. So I always make sure that my cursor is where I need to be, basically. And now, one thing I wanted to show you, and this is the unrehearsed part, so I'm going to close this project.
F12, shortcut help, F12, Reaper query dot app, no but space, drag view.
And I'm back in my recorded.
One open fold.
So I want to delete
land.
These two items.
Land, free tracks removed.
Wait, no.
Undo. Undo remove tracks. Two right hand arm, one item.
I want it.
Land, one VS. Two items removed.
There's two items. Good.
Three left hand, one track
so
removed. Land.
This.
Land, two.
And this track can go to
left
channel,
error. Escape. Feature
this.
Only of. Land, one open folder, sound arms. Land, two right hand arms, zero
I
items.
Need
one track.
Only this
land.
Track. Only one
shift enter, track.
Track.
Land, one song.
I don't even need a folder. Now I'm going to call this.
F2, track B, I, A, N, O, enter, track. Dialog, P, and tab, six. Top, drama, all die, menu, immediate
file,
dot, enter, leaving menus, shift, shift, tab, P, A, A, convention, enter, track view.
And I'm going to play
escape,
it for you.
Space, play. Space, stop.
Now, this file has all the notes in one item. So in one channel, we cannot split it with channel. What I wanted to show you here is a trick to filter the notes, a range of notes, and divide the tracks. Okay, with this classical piece, it won't be perfect, because now if you hear this part here,
space, play. Space,
the two
stop.
Hands are like near each other. So like, for example, if, because it would be, here, for example, right? What I wanted to achieve is kind of separate the two hands by filtering it. So let's see if I can do it. This is the unrehearsed part for today.
Land,
what I need to do is, again, open the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape. Land,
I can navigate. So I want to split basically with a filter.
Land, F3.
This F3.
Land, E5.
This E5. So I want to put a filter that, like, below F4, there's this one.
Land, F4.
Right? All the notes that are below F4, I want to cut them and create another track and paste them, basically. This is what I want to do. So I'm going to use the filter event dialog that you open by hitting F.
F.
And that's the tricky part. You don't hear anything, and you have to cursor with JAWS cursor or object nav to find...
Dash. Numbers, PC, stretch marker, fade, stop, nudge, slash, set, stretch mark, project, default, take pitch, shift, slash, time, stretch mode, group box,
what is this?
Active tape, one, grand piano, take pitch, active tape, home,
here.
C, A, left click, media item, proper,
oh,
piece, escape, track view.
Okay, so let me redo that.
Land, one, MIDI tape, grand, alt, V, quad, filter, events, dot, F, check, escape, view, V.
Okay, now.
Escape, JAWS, to peak, bullet, velocity, dialog, grid, one, slash, 8, straight notes, grid, not check, keys, snap, check, box, not check, piano, all channels, grid, one, slash, 8, straight notes, grid, not check, keys, bullet, velocity, dialog, C6, group box. -30 menu bar 414 menu bar 758 menu bar 1912 menu bar 1116 menu bar 1120 met passive hand menu bar 34.1 file dialog MIDI tape grand 5 fast my seat bullet grid 1/n all channels
specific thing
all piano key snap check box not checked piano left click piano
nope.
PC escape this one land one edit MIDI dialog MIDI piano view MIDI tape land F
okay let me
JAWS to piece grid 1/8 straight notes grid not check key snap check home 1/ straight notes call grid left click notes edit combo grid 11 of 11 does PC tab escape, edit, type in.
See, that's the it's a little tricky to get to that window, but once you get it, it's very screen reader friendly. But getting
land,
there.
Land, beat one, land, one, no edit, type in text. Alt, quant, filter events, .f, enter, leaving menus, mid IU, JAWS to PC, bullet, plus, grid, 1/8, straight notes, grid, not check, key, snap, check, box, not check, piano, all channels, grid, 1/8, bullet, velocity, dialog. Home, low, greater, low, high, low, left click, MIDI tape, grand, piano, box, convention, 8.mid dialog, filter events, dialog, show only events that pass, filter, check, box, not check, PC.
There you go. This is the window that I was talking about. So if you click on that low thing that you see with the JAWS cursor or with object nav, you should find that either low or show events, something that talks about events or filter selection, something about
Rita
filtering.
Logged onto the server. Rita joined.
Now, if you find that window, you are on a perfectly tabbable
tab. Invert checkbox not checked. Shift tab. Show only events that pass filter. Checkbox not checked.
Now let me try.
Space checked.
So I'm going to check show only event that pass filter. That means that only the event that I will decide what my filter will be, I will then see in my navigation list. So let me filter them.
Tab, invert checkbox not checked.
I'm tabbing.
Tab, solo checkbox not checked. Tab, channel 1 checkbox not checked.
I have all the channels.
Tab, channel 2 checked.
Filter by channel.
Tab, channel 9 tab. Channel 10 tab. Tab, channel 4 tab. Channel 14 checked. Tab, channel all checkbox checked. Tab, channel draw events on channel. Combo box 1 of 16. The tab, event type. Combo box, all events 1 of...
Event type.
Note.
I want note.
Tab, note, checkbox not checked, space, check.
I'll check that.
Tab, use piano keys, checkbox not checked, check, press tab, draw events on channel, combo box, land, 1 of 129, check.
Now, this is tricky. Jaws will say draw events on channel. You don't believe what he says and go down.
127,
G9. See the notes. So this is the start note of your filter. So I want to filter from...
187, D number 6, 78F number 5, 75, D number 5, 74...
Let me go to the 0 here.
38D2, 37C.
D2.
15D number 0, 13C number 0, 17F0.
I'm going to go F0, that'll work.
Tab, filter events, combo box, land, 1,
and
1,
here,
1, land.
100 from 0 F0 100 26 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 100 D4 that is right below F4. So I want the F4 to be in my first track.
Tab, velocity, checkbox not checked, the tab, position and measure, checkbox, tab, length, checkbox, tab, set select, tab, add to selection button, the tab, remove from selection button, the act, tab, clear filter button, to activate, press space, tab, set filter from selection button, to activate, press space bar, shift, shift, tab, remove from selection, tab, 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 show
on
tab, invert checkbox not checked, tab, solo checkbox not checked,
so
check, press space bar.
I'm going to hit escape.
Enter, mini tape, grand piano.
Or enter, it just works.
Land,
so, as you can see,
land.
I'm seeing only
space, meditate, grand piano space.
So the play, it always plays back everything.
Land.
But when I navigate,
top land, land, R2 flip, land, beep, land, flip, land, 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 R3 beep, land, land.
I'm seeing all the notes below F4. So what I can do now is
R1.
Grab them all with Control A, cut them,
cut, escape, track view,
create another track,
Control T, enter, track view, dialog, pivot, and 6,
paste
spaces, one item added, land, 1-4, shift, enter,
and
folder. Space, play.
I make
space,
a mistake
stop.
Because I paste them in the wrong position. Yay for me.
Undo toggle track folder. Undo change track selection. Undo paste as new MIDI item.
Let me.
Space, play. Space, space, play. Space, stop, space, play, space, stop.
I need to be.
Control J, jump to title 2, period 1, period 0, 5, 0, 50. Enter, edit, space, space, land,
now
2-0 item.
Paste it,
one item added. Land, one
now
piano alarm, one item. Space, play, click, shift, enter, folder.
Now that's it.
Space, stop.
Now I have the.
F6,
right hand
space,
here.
F6, I'm solo.
Left hand
F6, space, play. Space, stop.
Let me hear the right
F5,
hand again.
F5, F6, space, play. Space, stop.
So with a filter, I deleted what was before F4, right under, below F4, and then I paste it into another track. Now, of course, it's not... For this piece, it's not that perfect because you want to put certain notes on a certain... because, you know, the two hands play together at some point or they exchange. But that's the way to filter MIDI events in Reaper. All the notes, but you can do much more things. You can, for example, say, I want only notes that have a certain length or I want only notes that have a certain velocity value. So it's very powerful. That window is very powerful. The only tricky part about it is to get on that window. See, it took me a bit, like 2 minutes to get there. But when you get there, your tab will be fine. And I talked to Jamie about it, and he said it's a caucus thing that they have to fix. So until they fix it, we have to kind of screen nav, object nav around to find what we need to get the window. So now I'm going to stop talking and give Jessica and Derek for the final showing for today. So the unrehearsed part, how did you think? Did you enjoy the filtering? Do you have questions on the filtering?
Channel message from Scott.
And Scott has a question.
Surprise, surprise. When you're setting up a filter, do you have to use the combo boxes and scroll through individual notes? Because I noticed it saying blank when you first went to the combo box. So can you not just specify a note value, like just type in E3 or something?
I also believe that you can play a note on a keyboard.
And that would just
work. Okay. Yeah, because there's a checkbox that says use piano keys. So I guess it'll input that. I just sometimes, you know, I just scroll that so you also could see the window. Yeah, but that I believe that can be done. Yes. Other questions?
Channel message from Desi P.
Dez.
Yes. One comment I've got is that this is brilliant because I can separate some drum performances I've done in the past and balance it much better. That's really good.
You can pick. Either you choose the select note with the same pitch and do it that way, or you can filter it. If you want, like a B2 and a B3, for example, or like a B2 and a C2, you can activate the filter and use that by setting up the start note at a B2 and the end note at a C2, basically, or the B1, C2, whatever they're called in English.
There's one quick problem I have tonight, is that when I start record, the record starts on the second beat of the second bar for some reason. I don't know why.
Do you have some count-in set it? If you do, maybe that's a reason.
Count-in is pre-roll. Set to one.
Okay.
Pre-roll's not set. But I seem to...
Then if you play a note on bar two, it should take it. If it doesn't take it...
It takes it on the second beat of the...
Just to check the really obvious stuff, your cursor is at the start of the project when you're pressing record.
Yeah, make
right?
sure it is there.
Like with Control Home.
Make sure it is there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, unset the counting, hit record, and then delete the empty space. That probably should not be there because now Reaper is smart enough to start recording when you actually start playing a note. So... We did it. That's MIDI. Of course, if you have any other question in next week's, we will answer them as well. If we find something cool, we will also tell you. But that's all I had about MIDI, from editing to using the editor, step recording, splitting, using the filter, and all the different quantization method and humanizing and all that. So I guess we pretty much covered it.
Lovely.
So I hope you found it useful. I hope you liked it. I hope you liked me as a teacher. I hope I didn't ask many questions that felt boring. And that's it. So I hand over to Jessica. We'll talk about render stems, FreeStruck. That is also a very useful thing that we might need to check and to hear your assignments.
So let's say that you've had an instrument or you have printed effects or whatever. In this case, I'll come back to this project later, but in this case I have these flutes. Anyway, like so. Let's say you guys don't have these flutes, or, you know, you have instruments that we may not have, and we obviously need to grade your project. So what you can actually do is select these tracks that you're going to render, and go to Track, Submenu, and then you can go to render/freeze tracks in the menu. Then you have things like render tracks to mono stem tracks, I mean originals, render tracks to stereo stem tracks and originals, etc., etc. You have this menu here. And so in my case, I would go to stereo stem tracks. And this will render all of the tracks that I have selected. And if we go here, now here's the problem with stem tracks. So we have Africa Stems Flute Bridge Toto.wave. I don't remember if there's actually a way to change the wave file, the file that renders out to. But the point that I was going to make besides that, since this is a stem, this has silence in the beginning because these flutes didn't play. So it's the stem of the entire song, you know, as long as you played for. So these flutes don't come in here until there. So this is at about... two minutes in or so. So this will at least help you line your stems up if you're giving this project to somebody else. So that's important in case we don't have something that you might want us to use in grading your project, or if you have a contact instrument that we may not have, or those of you using Complete Control, you guys have a lot more instruments than anyone using the contact player or contact on its own. So Derek's going to talk about freezing tracks now and how that might be useful.
Freezing tracks is cool because it's sort of the best of both worlds. And I say sort of the best of both worlds because what you are able to do is preserve all of your effects parameters of your tracks and all of your MIDI data. So let's say there are two conditions where freezing a track might be kind of neat. The first is you know you're sharing a project with someone that may not have all of your instruments or that may not have all the same instruments in the same paths, and you have an awareness that your players of choice are using absolute paths to get to instruments, not relative paths. And so yeah, when someone opens up a MIDI project that is playing using resources on your system, that's not going to work so good for resources on their system. So you freeze the tracks to eliminate that problem because you then create audio from that track just as if you rendered a stem. So you have the advantages of a stem and you have the advantages of keeping the data in place, because if you unfreeze the track, then it puts the original data back and it reloads the effect. So the state of a frozen track has bypassed effects and data in the other takes, which you obviously aren't hearing. Then when you unfreeze the track, that goes away and is substituted for live effects and the raw data being played. Rendering stems and or freezing tracks also has a big CPU advantage. If you're doing something with a lot of effects, be it a very complicated instrument with a lot of samples on a slower machine, or something convolution, or something that's just bogging your entire project down, you can render a stem of that track or freeze it, and instead of having all the number crunching, you just simply have an audio file containing the result of those crunched numbers. The downside to track freezing is that you get a 32-bit floating point WAV file. Now, 32-bit is, to say big, kind of an understatement. 32-bit floating point files are huge. It's the precision that Reaper has internally. It is the precision that subprojects have as well, but that's more Justin's thing for you Reaper Advanced users, so we're not going to go there.
It's in that same, unless there's a shorter way to do it, it's in that same menu where the render stems thing is.
Yep.
There's a stem freeze menu, and then it has render stems to mono, stereo, blah. And then it says freeze tracks post fade, I think is what it says.
You can also get to this if you're in the effects window when you decide, man, this is taking up too many resources, I need to freeze this. You can hit applications key on any of the effects and get to the same stuff.
Yeah, it says freeze tracks to mono, render, pre-fader, slave, / remove online effects.
And that would do it.
So you have mono, stereo, multi-channel, or you have unfreeze. And so if someone gave you a project with frozen tracks, you could unfreeze them, as Derek said.
But then it banks on the fact that you would then have the instruments or the effects they're using. What's kind of interesting, as Scott was pointing out from the effects dialog, is that if you are in your effects window and you're in a chain of effects, you can press the applications key on one of those effects, and in the freeze track submenu, you have freeze track to mono up to last, non-offline effects, stereo option, and a multi-channel option. And if you have effects routing setups that use more than two channels, then you can create WAV files of as many channels as is necessary to preserve the audio.
Just a question. When you unfreeze tracks, does Reaper then discard that massive 32-bit render that it's not
no.
using?
No, unfortunately it does
not. That's really helpful.
Yeah, no, it'll same with the subprojects. If you re-render a subproject, if you save a subproject and it re-renders, the old render is still there.
Oh, good.
Yes, isn't it lovely?
Yeah, subprojects and frozen tracks and all that can get really massive if you're not careful. So you can end up sending a project that starts small, but because you started freezing and rendering stems and all that, you end up with a pretty big project. And if you remember with subprojects back in, you know, earlier when you guys talked about that in Advanced Reaper, how every time you make a change in the subproject of the project, it's going to render all the time.
And when you are working with frozen tracks, it will note that they are frozen. Like, you will be able to tell that they're frozen. And if you try to change certain things, it'll warn you that, you know, you're making these changes to a track while it's in its frozen state. You can unfreeze the track and make the changes, or you can discard the data and actually just sort of go with it as it is. And so it'll kind of gripe at you from time to time if you try to do things with a, with tracks that are frozen. But, yeah.
I mean, if it's smart enough to pick up on things like that, you think it would be smart enough to get rid of the data when it's no longer needed, right?
Right.
But, no. But in truly non-destructive fashion, if you wanted to undo to your unfreeze action.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like, remember, it's there are very few parts of Reaper that are actually destructive. And even the destructive parts, in most cases, you can undo it and at least go back to an older version before you broke it. So a couple of things I gave you guys. On the assignment page, there are a few assignments. The one that you guys are currently working on is the recording MIDI assignment. Now that you guys have just about every way to record and edit MIDI, there's your first of assignments due by next Thursday. We will promise to get them graded soon-ish after.
Sorry. So do you recommend then that, especially if for the complete people, if we create stems straight away, or will you just ask us to do it when you receive our project?
If you know that we don't have an instrument... Mm-hmm.
We won't know.
You should create.
Just assume we don't. How's that?
Assume we,
that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. So do you want us to sort of...
Okay, so I can tell you right now, if you're using things like VST Synth Font, Oatmeal, any of the VSTIs that are in the default VST archive, if you're using any of those, we probably do have the instrument.
Yeah.
If you're using... native access, Jesus, what do I keep calling it that? If you're using Complete Control, if you're using Kontakt, if you're using Sforzando, it's probably safe to assume that you should probably make stems, because even though we may have the sample in Sforzando or Kontakt, the paths for Sforzando don't let you.
Yeah, Sforzando won't. Kontakt will load the factory library thing, will load it. But anyway, make the stems, because since we're three people, Derek can have different instruments, and I can have, Jessica can have different things, and I can have different stuff.
Yep.
So make stems, and you know, if we have it, then we know how to, you know, great.
The easy thing is
the,
to use the instruments you've already got, isn't it? It's just
I mean, you know, or you could just render. Like, I mean, the fact is, we just want to see your work. Yeah.
Yes. I suggest also to give us the project as it is, but also either the stems in the project, that would be the best option. Or, because if you're recording more than one track, I would like to see all the tracks that the way they were recorded and stuff like that, right? So give
and
them
the cool thing about this
and
the cool thing about the stems, well, freezing tracks, even actually freezing tracks in this case is better because you can still see the MIDI data. So the cool thing about, I don't know with freezing tracks if this does this, Derek, so maybe you can tell me if it does, but with stems anyways, when you render stems in a project, it mutes the original of the track and then has the stem. So you can still play the project because the stems are unmuted.
Well, there are no new tracks to mute, you see, because the frozen track has, as I said, it replaces the audio, replaces the effects and the original data.
I would recommend the stems, because we have two tracks, your MIDI and the audio that came out of it. If you freeze the tracks, we cannot see the MIDI, so we have to unfreeze it to actually get the MIDI.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So I actually recommend the stems for the MIDI things.
See, I wasn't sure, because Derek said that with the frozen tracks, you could still see MIDI data, so
yeah,
it made
well,
it sound like with stems
it.
You couldn't.
Provided
yeah,
you unfroze
need to unfreeze
it, though, yeah.
It. We need to unfreeze it.
No. What I'm saying is that I thought for some reason that with stems you could on the fact that Derek said what he said.
No,
I thought the stem
worded it wrong, if that's what you implied. If that's what you took from
it,
I
misspoke. When you make a stem, you're making a copy of that track in audio and muting the MIDI track. But the MIDI track will be above the stem. So if you have two tracks recorded, we're going to get four.
We're going to get four.
With the freezing tracks, we're going to get two.
too.
Without MIDI data. That's the main difference here.
So that's what I would do, guys, with is rendering. If you're going to render stems, if you're going to render that stuff, render stems, because, we can still hear it regardless, because it'll mute the original track, as I said. And then you'll still have the stem, which is the audio of with your printed effects.
Oh, and do yourself a favor. If you have a project and you have a song and you really like the song as it stands, even if you never share it with a soul, render stems too. And the reason I say this as a piece of advice is because I've had some instruments that, when they're updated, certain presets are fixed or certain things are changed to make things sound better, in quotes. But I've known composers that actually take advantage of sort of bad loop points in samples or glitches in things or other anomalies that, once fixed, kind of break some of the more interesting part of their
original ideas.
Yeah, and it's gone because, MIDI's instructions, and the instructions are just given to something different. The old thing that the instructions were intended for doesn't exist anymore. So if you're like, yep, that's it, that's the thing, that's my hit, that's my groove, that's my whatever, ringtone, whatever, then stem it, render it.
So the goal here, guys, is that, we just want to see that you're learning, kind of everything that we've taught here. This was a lot of information, all this MIDI stuff, and then the SFCs stuff that you're going to learn tomorrow. There's an assignment for that as well. But the point is that, the goal that we want to see is that you're, grasping the stuff, because it's going to be important when you get near the end of the course and start applying all of it to your final project. So, Jim had a question.
Yeah, when the MIDI data itself, is that all just part of the project? There's no extra files that Reaper saves any of that in?
You can make it do that, but by default it doesn't.
Yes. By default, it's included in the RPP. There are the MIDI instructions. Yep. In the preferences, there's a part when you can tell it not to, but I don't see a disadvantage.
I don't see a point for that.
Really. Me either.
My only reason, maybe, that you might want to, but maybe it won't work, is maybe you're going to work on it again in a different sequencer.
Yeah, but then you'd want to make it more GM compliant anyway, I would think.
You can export it, Jessica, from the MIDI editor. If you go into the file menu, there is an export MIDI, and it will save a MIDI if you want. You can also export the MIDI out of the track view. If you go into your file menu out of the track view, it will export the MIDI for you. There's an export MIDI. I haven't said anything or talked about XML and notation.
I know Jess was excited about that. He's chomping at the bit on that.
Jess is not here
now.
I wonder why.
He said on the list he had some sinus infection. He didn't want to.
He has a virus.
He didn't want to give it to our PCs.
If you guys want, in later weeks, we could probably sort of make a little short study group on how to do import XML and export XML, and export PDF. But I'm working on this. I'm working on, there's new stuff, guys, coming up. So. That's a more new thing than MIDI editing. So it's notation, and it's quite cool. But if you're sighted,
yes,
it's
please.
Cooler than if you're blind.
I think,
but if you guys want, we can make not this week, not the later.
I think we should make a study group on that maybe further down the track, because the other thing we could also do, I need to call some sources and things, is also. In that study group, talk about a little bit about arrangements and arranging music, and sort of, so a little bit further off the track, it's more along the composition side than the Reaper side. But we can sort of talk about that and see, and so that way, notation and things sort of makes more sense.
Yeah, sure. Well, I would have a good source for arranging music. You know who he is, but the problem is, he would be a very good source.
So what do you guys think about that? Maybe in a few weeks we do another study group on sort of the notation editor and notation, and a bit more on arrangement of music and different things that people might want to consider when arranging stuff.
I say yes, because I might want to invite a guest player to sort of record something if I compose. Do you know what I mean? And they might play it differently to how I compose it and add something extra to my.
And you want to give them at least a
background,
a
basic,
a scratch,
sort of,
yeah,
template of what to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you're talking about giving him a PDF with some sheet notation, like sheet music. How's it called? Sheet music.
That's right. Yeah.
Sheet music. Yeah.
Sheet
music.
Or yeah, as you know, or you could give your, you know, let's say you have a big, awesome masterpiece that you've created and you want to get like this little chamber orchestra or it's like your friends or whatever. So, you know, getting that PDF and...
Let me tell you now that this is far from perfect. MIDI to PDF, it works, but don't expect any finger sign or any, I don't know, some flute. Sometimes they want some tongue sign. No, nothing like that will be printed.
No just bowings for your orchestral notations or any of that.
Not.
Or not.
So yeah, things have still to be hand.
So you won't see stickings for your drums and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So it's still the bane of existence of all basic, composition people for. Because in college, everyone used not Sibelius, the Finale, that file.
Finale,
that foul thing. And many a music major friend of mine would spend hours in front of the computer drawing in bowings for scores and doing the notations for the for sticking in drums. And
that's when where their own interpretation comes in, then, doesn't it?
Well, if you're, a pianist, you have to tell the musician every move to make.
It depends
what you're
sort of doing, right?
But shut up, play.
I definitely agree with sort of the more modern era, I guess, interpretations are cool. But as Derek said, you start kind of getting into touchy territory with
the purists.
Classical.
it wouldn't be classical.
Because, somebody will fall over and die. It's like, well, how are you? Did not specify they could breathe in that piece.
if you can find a drummer if you can find a drummer that's smart enough to read sheet music, you can probably figure out which stick to hit stuff with. I think.
I was gonna say either that or what drummer reads stick notation.
Because the problem is if you and I play drums, so I can say this: if you are reading music while playing drums, and you actually have the gray matter left for any sort of logical interpretation. Once both actions are occurring, the reading music and playing, then you're probably either on autopilot completely, or you have to be slave to exactly what the thing says to do, one extreme or the other.
Remember, though, sighted people have it easier because they have their music on a stand just sort of chilling out in front of them and sprawled out everywhere.
But trust me, I've met enough people where they're either composing or they're playing, and it's like, well, the two never mix. So,
different brain bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Derek.
I have a friend who cannot play the piano unless he reads stuff. He doesn't remember one note. If he doesn't have a book or a paper in front of him, he won't play. When he plays, he's good, very good. But if he does not read, he can't play because he doesn't remember the notes.
He's like one of those piano roll things, except you have to feed him.
And on the opposite spectrum, I have a friend who by ear. He plays wonderful by ear, but he doesn't know a single thing about how to read music.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that.
I, for example, can read Braille, but I use Braille to memorize stuff, and then I go by heart. I'm not that good at improvising. That's my problem, for example. I'm good at reading stuff, but now I'm trying to also go by ear to kind of understand what music is doing other than read this and play that because it's written that way. So I'm quite trying to let my ear guide me sometimes.
But as we're getting into the more philosophical aspects of when to play and perform and who does what under which conditions.
I just want to get people sort of ready for tomorrow real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll go. Tomorrow is SFZs. So there is no Advanced Reaper study group tomorrow because you guys will be with us. So SFZs are tomorrow. We obviously talked about what they were at the beginning of the course. So now Derek is going to guide us through the mystical journey of SFCs and how to create them. Mm-hmm. And you will have an assignment on that as well. We will provide you a sample should you not have samples to use. But your idea is to basically make an SFC as complex or as easy as you want to make it.
With as few or as many samples as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to show us how.
We
to
are.
To a point. I've sent you an email on the list already that gives you some stuff you may want to look at so that you're at least a little bit familiar with what you're going to be doing. Because if you hit this cold tomorrow, it'll be a bit of a shock. So happy reading. I strongly recommend that you read some of the material that I linked to.
How much of the SFC stuff is, like, automatable? As in, if I show up with, like, a set of drums with, like, I don't know, a couple of thousand samples, is that something where I can do, like, a few examples and then kind of copy and paste stuff if the file names are...
Yeah, there are different scripts and, like, there's folder to SFZ and different utilities that exist out there, and they have different... They can help you kind of... You know, keep you from having to type less than region greater than enter sample equals sample 1.wave less than region greater than sample equals sample 2.wave.
That does sound like something I'd quite like
that
to
That is
avoid,
convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We messed up the outro though, didn't we?